This podcast is a production of America Matters Media. Explore more episodes of this show and other great shows on the America Matters Media Podcast Network by visiting americamatters.us. Be sure to subscribe and leave a review at your favorite place to download podcasts. The views expressed in this show do not necessarily represent those of the company or its advertisers, although we think they should. But that's the opinion of America Matters Media.
WCT-FM, your talk station.
Prepare for launch in 3, 2, 1.
WCET-FM, where the fun never ends.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, your radio refreshment, blowing away the myths and revealing the truth every Friday on WCET-FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Ron Edwards American Experience Talk Show, where our unalienable rights are celebrated. And now, your radio refreshment, Ron Edwards.
Absolutely, ladies and gentlemen. Boy, oh boy. Are we ready to get started today on another expedition into Radio Good Times with your host, your happy host, Ron Edwards, and welcome to this edition of the Ron Edwards American Experience. It is indeed a blessing to be here with you once again, my fellow Americans. And I tell you, we could look at the glass half empty or glass half full when it comes to our beautiful America, but I consider it to be more than half full, despite all of the madness that has been perpetrated against our republic politically from the left and rhinos, people of that ilk, the knuckle draggers in the street. And boy, we've been getting a gut punch, but that's okay. We can take it. And I think we're going to be having a big pushback anyway. Not only economically, but otherwise as well. Justice will prevail in our republic. Well, how about, I want to start off with some good news. 2.5 million jobs. Isn't that amazing? Coming out of not only the Corona China virus fake situation, but also the gut punch of a riot in over 50 cities across this great republic. And yet, 2.5 million jobs were added. And that is more jobs than even during any boom time, any day, any time, anywhere in the history of our country before. And I did say this. You could go back and check in pages from the Edwards Notebook, previous shows, elsewhere, and all of that. I did say that at the outset of the Corona China virus situation, that when things dissipated, when they were ready to back off the lie of the whole situation anyway, that our economy would turn back around. And it wasn't because Donald Trump was saying it or anything like that. I looked at the fundamentals of the economy. If you pay attention to particular things that have been enacted and you understand a little the rudiments of the economy, you would know that once this unnatural situation was lifted, the economy would get back into high gear rather quickly, and it's really going to take off, going to be spectacular. And as I look at major cities that have been kind of chewed up a little bit because of the dregs, guess what? That's going to be a lot of jobs, repair work jobs for folks. See, there's a positive way to look at this. Okay. A lot of repair work jobs, a lot of construction industry jobs are going to be opening up around the country. Major projects in numerous cities are going to be opening up, even in the city of New York. But 2.5 million jobs added in 1 month, the happy month of May, that is incredible. You can't say enough about that. hospitality, construction, dentistry, healthcare, fields, all those booms, those fields are booming. And just think, they're booming even though, such as dentistry and healthcare and all of that, they're being run in such an inconvenient manner. Where they make people go to the dentist. If you go to the dentist, you have to sit in your car in a hot parking lot and you wait for another person to come out. Then they come and get you, sanitize everything. Then you get taken care of. Then the next person that's in the, you know, it's a pain in the backside. And there's really no reason for that. We've had much worse real diseases inflicted upon this country. And you didn't shut down the whole thing. If you're sick, stay home. And the well just be allowed to function. And businesses should have not been forced to shut down. People have common sense. I mean, when you have a big snowfall, what happens? We shut down. If you have a tropical storm that's too massive, you shut down. If people have an authentic disease situation and it gets too rampant, businesses on their own should be allowed to decide whether they can stay open, hang in there, or if they want to close their doors. I mean, this stuff is not rocket science, my friends. We're going to be talking about some good news today. The president also went to the beautiful state of Maine, and he did some good stuff for America, particularly our commercial fishing industry. I'm going to be talking about some of the ins and outs of that situation. Man, I tell you, the United States has allowed itself to be kicked in the rear end for so long and from so many directions. I'm surprised we even have a rear end on our country anymore, that it wasn't just kicked off. Amazing what Obama did to this country when he left on the last couple of days, the regulations that he slapped against the fishing industry. And he made it so that the fishermen from Canada, and they all fish from the same area. It's called the Bay of Maine or something. It's a huge bay up there that Canada and the United States share. The world's largest supply of lobsters and other aquatic delicacies. And the quality of those things is very good. It's world class. But yet, if a Canadian harvests a bunch of lobsters and they take them over to Europe, there is no tariff. But if an American harvests the lobsters and other things as well, guess what happens? America pays a 30% tariff. Now, you know, people like to run around in our country talking about America being, well, we're the big country and we just take advantage of everybody. No, that's not true. It's ass backwards. We're the ones who allow ourselves to get screwed. And the reason why this happens is because we have a lot of presidents prior who just do, and some of their cohorts in the Congress and the Senate, who do not appreciate this country. They don't like you and I, so they screw us on the way out the door, like Ali Obama did. He constructed these regulations where Trump has been working on them almost since he got into office. See, people used to say that Ali Obama was not smart and all of that, and I knew from the beginning he was a very intelligent, crafty man. Very intelligent. You cannot be that evil and be stupid. You can't be. So give the man credit. I believe had we not underestimated Ali Obama, I think we could have cut off a lot of things. I remember some Republicans used to say, well, you know, he doesn't know what he's doing. He's a novice and all that. He's a community activist, blah, 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 blah. And I used to tell people, see, I could tell just when I listened to him talk. I said, this man is very, very intelligent, very sneaky. He's like a very intelligent snake. Snakes are not dumb creatures. Not at all. But they'd like to underestimate him, and then the Republicans kissed his backside and allowed him to get away with so much stuff that set our country. Had this been an average nation, America would have collapsed. I'll just put it to you that way. We would have collapsed as a nation. Former Defense Secretary James Mattis, who recently attacked President Trump for not applauding the looters, building burners, murderers, along with an assortment of other Soros leftists-oriented individuals, to literally destroy, they were on a mission to destroy every major symbol of economic importance throughout the Republic. Their efforts were no more in support of the family of George Floyd, who was viciously murdered by rogue cops, than a glass of sand given to a thirsty man to quench his thirst. Mattis actually said nice things about the professional rioters that went that say that they want equal justice under the law. Well, we all want that. Then the former general said, quote, "We must not be distracted by a small number of lawbreakers." I mean, this guy acts like there was just a few people going around, you know, maybe putting soap on, you know, windshields of police officers, you know, just a little soaping, a little trick, few things like that, and just going on. Either the former Secretary Mattis is really stupid or believes we the people are. It was not just a few thugs who literally tore up New York City's historic Herald Square landmarks like Macy's department store, or literally a mile of Euclid Avenue shops and restaurants in downtown Cleveland, Van Nuys, California, the Lincoln Memorial, and historic St. John's Church in our nation's capital. Mattis and others falsely claimed that President Trump was not trying to unite the country. I would love to ask the wayward former general, how does one unite those who want to literally destroy our republic for George Soros and Ali Obama with patriotic Americans who desire to bring about real solutions to systemic problems and build up our republic? Doesn't happen. Doesn't happen, my friends. So we've got to really get into reality and get into the truth of the matter when it comes to these situations, and not allow people like globalist Mattis and all the other people, the current defense secretary. I mean, what a jerk. But anyway, we'll be talking about other jerks and some good stuff, too. We're going to be returning with a special guest. Her name is Karen Catlin. She is a great talk show host, and she's stopping by to join us for a little bit right here on the Ron Edwards American Experience.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
This is Diamond and Silk.
Mm-hmm.
Touch that dial.
You better not.
You better come back.
Mm-hmm.
One in three adults in America have pre-diabetes, but most don't know it. To let people know it can be reversed before it becomes type 2 diabetes, professional basketball player Julius Randle is doing everything in reverse.
I'm only dunking with reverse windmills. I drove the whole way to practice in reverse. I don't recommend it. This move's called the reverse shuffle. I do recommend it. And it took me months to learn how to speak in reverse, like this. Here's 10 almost for diabetes type 2 with living Ben has mom my. In other words, my mom has been living with type 2 diabetes for almost 10 years. So together, we want to say to the 84 million Americans at risk, exercise and healthy eating can help reverse prediabetes. Start by taking a simple one-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its pre-diabetes awareness partners.
Betty can't say that in reverse.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You can listen 24 hours a day, 7 days a week through the Paranormal Radio app. TalkStreamLive.com on both Android and Apple.
Our call to listen line is open 24/7. Dial 701-719-9704 so you can listen on the go.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth. It's the Ron Edwards American Experience.
Yes, it is, and I am your happy host. I'm Ron Edwards, and you are listening to and enjoying the Ron Edwards American Experience. Oh, you know, ladies and gentlemen, this part of the broadcast is being brought to you by our good friends at Silverite Global. We'll be talking about Silverite Global and what that entails in just a little bit. Reporters are very furious that the White House moved chairs during time of social distancing. The chairs are a little closer in that hot, sweaty weather. You know, the Corona China virus is literally dying off. But these idiot reporters went to Nutsville and they complained because they weren't 6 to 8 feet apart. What lemmings. Anyway, let's get to something really great. Her name is Karen Caitlin, and she's a great talk show host. I listen to her show, and man, I tell you, she truly does a great job, and she's a true patriot. And I am honored, ladies and gentlemen, and you should be honored too, to welcome our special guest, Ms. Karen Caitlin. And welcome.
Well, thank you, Ron Edwards, and I'm honored to be on your show.
Oh,
So thank you for having me. And a lot of people don't know how to pronounce my name, and that is okay. As long as you don't call me late for dinner, it's Cataline.
It's Cataline.
That's really all right. All right.
Cataline.
No problem.
You know what I'm going to say? I should say it 21 times, and I'll never mess it up again.
No. Cataline, you don't have to do that. Just remember it. It rhymes with spleen.
Yeah, there you go. You know, thanks
and the Karen part, I don't know. Now they're engaging in name bigotry. And now my name has been besmirched, but, you know, that's all right.
Oh, man. We ought to get into that. We could have fun with that. Well, you know, I just want to start off with you with some great news. Record employment gains for 1 month since records have been taken, 2.5 million new jobs. That is incredible, not only for the numbers themselves, but when you consider that we're coming out of a Corona China fake virus situation and riots in maybe about 50 cities, isn't this is really a mind-boggling how great this is.
It's astonishing. They expected worse numbers, and I'm sure that the Democrats are just very upset and unhappy that America seems to be more resilient than they wish. And I mean, you know, the Democrats that are run by the progressive, the left, the socialists, who are truly trying to destroy this country. You know, you and I think alike, because that's how I open my show, is I think this is a bad day for the average Democrat who's looking at this and going, geez, we were trying so hard to drive those numbers down, and here they are coming back up again, doggone it.
Well, the good news, and one of the reasons why it was able to happen, I was talking about this earlier, is the fact that before the fake virus, the Corona China virus situation, the fundamentals were already in place. You had recent tax cuts, a lot of regulations, and just recently, if you remember, within the last week or two, 600 more regulations were knocked off, and so it was already in place. So once the economy was allowed to just move a little bit, you knew that there was going to be some positive uptick. So here we are. Just wait till, man, I can't wait till later this year and next year. It's going to be phenomenal. But here's
one thing. Well, I don't think they're going to give up. I can tell you that, because we've seen that they are. Yeah. Go ahead.
That's where I was going to touch on. I wanted you to get into this. I believe that because of the great news, they already had planned other activities later on this year. That's already a given. So we're prepared for that. So in the interim, I think the president needs to even get rid of more regulations. And he also needs to overcome these idiot mayors like Bowser is her name in D.C., who painted a huge street in honor of Black Lives Matter, They don't want law enforcement. Minnesota doesn't want it. Nashville and other cities, they want we the people to be just totally run over by thugs. And this is what the left doesn't like us.
Yeah.
And what would say you?
I don't think they like the people that they are using as pawns to do their dirty work. I think that when this highly funded Antifa, which by the way is coming to the small town that I live in northern Colorado tonight and over the weekend, I think that they, I mean, we saw some of those videos where white Antifa people in black hoods were painting Black Lives Matter graffiti all over buildings. And it's almost, it reminds me so much, Ron, of the mob that has their enforcers, they have their pawns, they have their soldiers, and the very people that they claim to be so compassionate for, which is utter and complete nonsense, are the people that get hurt first. It happens that way again and again and again, no matter what color you are. If you're a law-abiding citizen and you believe in personal accountability, you're going to get hurt more than anyone else when they attempt to abolish the police and leave the street to the thugs.
Yeah, and that's what they want. They love thugology. I remember years ago, I stopped a thug from breaking into my parents' home. And I did, it's so funny. I did such a great job. He never committed another crime. This guy had years. He had been in prison. He had been shot. He had been beat up. And when I got finished with him, it was as if he went to Jesus. I mean, it was like, yes, Jesus loves me. And
you know what? That's the beauty of accountability.
Yeah.
I mean, you know that I'm a nice Jewish girl who isn't always so nice.
Yes.
And on Yom Kippur, once a year, we have a Day of Atonement. It doesn't mean we don't atone the rest of the year, but I'm not that observant, you understand? But, you know, a lot of people dread that Day of Atonement, but
yes.
I don't think we... The people who get it don't dread it because it means there is a God and we are accountable to somebody. Because if nobody cares about us, we're not accountable to anybody. And if we're not accountable for our actions, we have no freedom.
There you go. Bingo. That's right. And that is why the founding fathers, this is why I just love the founding fathers. The more you read about them, the more you love them. These guys were pure genius. They had God. They were filled with God's wisdom. They knew about human nature. They knew about the nature of government because of the stupid nature of human beings. And they stressed that we have to remain an educated, but most importantly, a moral people, which eliminates the excuse or need for an overbearing government from cradle to grave. And so if we're moral, we're self-contained as far as our willingness to take care of ourselves, to stop ourselves from doing wrong to our fellow man. I mean, we're told these things in the Ten Commandments. And the Bill of Rights, in my opinion, were inspired, and also even you can go all the way back to the Magna Carta, when the rights of human beings were first recognized officially by governments. My friend, the left wants to do away with all those concepts, so that we're either knuckle draggers just running around going crazy, barbarians like the ones that sacked Rome, or we're the cowardly bossed around people. I mean, in their world, there's nothing in between.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's all for purpose. I mean, they have turned civil society, they have been attempting for decades to turn civil society upside down and on its head, to turn law-abiding citizens into criminals and criminals into victims. And that is a direct attack on our country and everything it stands for. And I think that the end that they're going for is a kind of chaos that is so miserable and unhappy that people will be screaming out for government. There's that old phrase I've been using lately, the government breaks your leg and then hands you a crutch. So they're the ones that broke your leg, and they're going to say, see, I'm going to ride in on a stallion and save you from, it's again, it's the mobster analogy. You know, when a mobster, because I've always been a fan of mob history. Don't ask me why. And they go into a small business and they say, well, you know, today's your lucky day. We're going to protect you. And the business owner says, what do you mean protect me? I don't need any protection. He says, yeah, you do. And the business owner says, what? Who do you? I don't need any protection. Who do I need protection from? He said, from us. And you have to pay protection money so they don't stop protecting you from being, you know, bothered. But they're the ones that bother you.
You mean, you mean like government with our property taxes?
Kind of like that. Yeah, only it's getting so much worse. And to put a fine point on it, again, something I've been saying, because like, it's not like I have any passion about this, Ron, like you understand.
Not at all.
I mean, it just breaks my heart what's happening, but I haven't given up hope. And it's because these communist socialists want to be God in their own universe and in ours.
Yes, ma'am. Well, before we get to the end of this segment, I want you to tell folks where they can hear your great show, which it is.
Oh, thank you. You were on that show and made it. You were on that show last week and you made it greater.
Oh, thank you so much. You're so kind. She's kind too, ladies.
And he didn't even pay me to say that.
Yeah.
You were a terrific guest, and we just love, I just love having you on. The show's called Spouting Off. I just taped it. It's live call-in talk radio on the internet, and it will be rebroadcast. It'll be on my website at KarenKataline.com, spelled K-A-R-E-N, Kataline, spelled K-A-T-A-L-I-N-E. I also have an op-ed that's out. All my junk is there. You can find out more about me than you ever want to know by going to my website. But I have a piece in Western Journal right now called Only One Shade of Gray, Why Socialists Are Threatened by Individuality. And I would encourage you to go there to Western Journal and look up my name, and then you can find what I write.
Excellent. I thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us today on this edition of the Ron Edwards American Experience. And I guarantee you, like the guy at the men's warehouse says, I guarantee that we're going to have you back. We're going to have you back.
Ditto for me. I'll have you on some of the other shows that I do. You have just this wonderful voice, and I could talk to you for a couple of hours.
Oh,
but I don't have a couple hours, and neither do you.
I know.
So.
Thank you so much, and we're going to have you back. And, folks, you're listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience.
My pleasure.
And I shall be right back.
Do government officials and other big-time in their own mind individuals like Bill Gates and George Soros don't tread on me? Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, whether it was King George of England pushing the American colonists to the edge, or hypocrite Governor Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan today, who has caused the permanent demise of businesses throughout northern Michigan because of the business shutdown and social distancing draconian measures she imposed upon the citizenry but did not follow herself. Living in Michigan today makes it increasingly easy to identify with the ongoing fight for liberty the colonists had to pursue. Today, wannabe dictators like Joe Biden, Gretchen Whitmer, or unelected societal bullies like Bill Gates and Dr. Hannibal Lecter Fauci derive a sick and demented pleasure from abusing we the people. Thus, the time is now for us to appreciate God's gift of life and unalienable rights. To reestablish a vigorous Don't Tread on Me movement, the time is now or never. With providential guidance, we can defeat the wannabe dictators of today. I'm ready. Are you? I'm Ron Edwards. Check out TheRonEdwards.com.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
I listen to WCET every day because it's the most tremendous radio station in America.
You heard the man. Nothing better. WCET FM, talk radio like no other.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
Your friendly host and happy host, I'm Ron Edwards, and you are listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience. You can call in, too, at 985-218-0185. That call-in number, again, is 985-218-0185. You can also catch me via the Edwards Notebook Radio Commentary. It is heard on numerous stations across our wonderful republic. One of the biggest avenues that you hear the Edwards Notebook is during a show that's called the Captain's America Third Watch, which you will hear on this, my flagship station, WCET-FM. Overnights, and it is heard on the Captain's America Third Watch. It is also heard on numerous other independent stations around the country. It's a great commentary. You'll love it. Also, you can catch my wonderful columns every week. You can go to AmericaOutloud.com. That's America Out Loud, or NewsWithViews.com. You read those and you will be truly, truly enlightened. Also, you can catch my website. Go there, theronedwards.com. You'll find out more about yours truly, theronedwards.com. Follow me on Twitter, at theronedwards, and also visit me on my Facebook pages, Ron Edwards, and friends of the Edwards Notebook via Facebook. Also on LinkedIn as well, you'll find me there. So, this part of the broadcast is being brought to you by Silverite. SilverightGlobal.com. Now, silver-infused breakthrough technology is what comprises of this best pillow ever made. Silverite embraces an age-old secret of maintaining a healthy sleep environment by using silver and supportive Kapok filling in their products. It is safe, innovative technology infuses silver into the cotton fabric to help protect us when we sleep. Silver is nature's antimicrobial, antibacterial element. For many years, silver has been used as a natural alternative to artificial chemicals. Using silver provides us with safer and cleaner products that helps us maintain a peace of mind while we sleep. We won't have to deal with that nasty bacteria buildup that you find in average pillows. Also, Kapok filling, nature's cashmere, one of the closest fibers to silk, with the fill of cashmere. It is grown naturally around the equator in big pods from the kipa tree, and it is obtained through sustainable, eco-friendly harvesting. Its plant-based natural fiber is innately immune from pests, including dust mites, making the pillow naturally hypoallergenic. It is water-resistant, which makes it naturally resistant to mold, mildew, and fungi. Natural cotton casing, nature's purest luxury. It's made only with the finest high thread count cotton. You should check out this wonderful pillow. And to do that, you go to SilverRightGlobal.com. All one word, SilverRight. Silver, R-I-T-E, Global.com. SilverRightGlobal.com. And when you go there, and you know you're going to want to buy these wonderful pillows, and they have other great products as well, use the promo code RON20. That's SilverRightGlobal.com and the promo code RON20. And there you have it, folks. You know, as we get further into the reopening of our beautiful economy, I just know that we've got some great days ahead, despite what may be thrown at us during these few months. You don't think that the Democrats and the leftists and the globalist pigs are just going to roll over just because we've seen this record-breaking growth of jobs, do you? So the thing is, we've got to fight back. And one of the reasons why there was so much destruction in the cities across our wonderful republic, it is not because the police were not able to defeat these people. It's because the mayors and so many brain dead leftist thinking people don't want the police officers to go hard. You know, if they catch these people in the act and they hurt them a little bit, they rough them up a little bit as they should be roughed up like they were in the old days, everyone cries, oh, that's so cruel. And then they mix it up and equate it with what happened to George Floyd at the hands of these rogue cops in Minneapolis. And they use examples like that as a reason to tone all police officers down and thus allowing all criminals to be free to do whatever the hell they want to do. And see, we have to understand the crucial differences on every issue, including law enforcement. No one is more in favor of fair treatment when it comes to the police or anyone. But I'm not so stupid that I would say, well, they can't be rough on anybody. Now, these same people who complained about if a real criminal gets roughed up a little bit sat by and said, hey, they not one complaint about New York's historic Herald Square being vandalized. Landmarks like the old Macy's. I've been to that store. Being just traumatized. For what? What did that have to do with the memory of George Floyd? I'll tell you what. Absolutely nothing. And the Neanderthals know that. They were just getting away with what they could get away with. And because we allow them to get away with it, don't think they're not going to try it again. You don't go to a city like Cleveland and literally vandalize an entire mile of shops and restaurants because you're pissed off about what happened to one man in Minneapolis. It has nothing to do with it. And these people had piles of bricks strategically, or as George W. Bush would say, using strategery, where they put bricks in piles, pallets of bricks, neatly stacked, by the way, for their convenience. And there were guns placed strategically around and railroad ties that they could throw at the police officers. I mean, this stuff was really hooked up. So that means that it was pre-planned. As quickly as it happened after the incident, with the nature and how it was carried out, you know it was pre-planned. So they were waiting for an opportunity or an excuse to unleash such havoc upon our republic because they hate it. They hate this country because they hate you and I. They don't like what you and I are about. We want to live a good and decent life of liberty, and we want to clean up the garbage. We don't stand for police brutality. Who does in their right mind? We don't. But we don't stand for criminal brutality either. And that's the thing we have to. And I think in the grand scheme of things, the people of this country have been very nice. I mean, let's not forget, there's about 62 million guns out there amongst the American people. And the American people could have wreaked a lot of havoc and just taken them out, taken out a lot of these people on their own and said, screw it. Just like in South Philadelphia, a bunch of people said, you know what? We're not going to allow them to tear up our neighborhood. And they stood their ground. And guess what? Their neighborhood wasn't torn up. It was so funny. My good wife, she showed me a picture of a guy in downtown Cleveland, an Italian restaurant owner. And he stepped out there. He had a shotgun. He said, you know what? You're not going to come here and do that. And guess what? His restaurant was unscathed. See, these thugs are like rats. They're like roaches. If you come up with something that's stronger than they are, raid, whatever, they go away or die. And it's about destruction. These people are about destroying this country. They want to take the fear of law enforcement away from thugs. They want thugs to feel free to rob your house, to rape your daughters, to shoot your dog in the backyard. They want to be free to do all these kinds of things. They want to be free. And I'm going to tell you something, how free they want to feel. For years, I've known about in very beautiful areas of Washington, D.C., like Rite Aid and CVS and all that. The managers over there have been told to look the other way while young primarily black teenagers come into these stores and raid them and clean them out, and they have to allow them to do it and walk out. Because if they were to stand up to them, they'd be called racist. Even though in two of those stores, the ones in particular, are managed by black men. See, and this is the thing. They are raising these people to be thieves, to not have fear of law enforcement, to not have fear of God, to not have a sense of justice, morality, or anything like that. Just be a Neanderthal, go ooh, 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 and run in and grab whatever you want, run out like an African monkey, and do whatever the hell you want to do. This is what they want to do. And if you don't like me saying this, too bad. If you're more upset with me saying something like that than you are about what I've been telling you, what these people do and what they are allowed to do, then shame on you. See, I say things like that to really, in the midst of telling the truth about certain things, to really see where people's heads are. Are you more offended because I said they run in and out like an African monkey and snatch stuff than you are about causing the CVS and the Rite Aid to maybe have to close or things like that? And then people say, oh my God, we don't have these stores in our neighborhood because, and then they say they're racist because they don't want to move in certain areas. Well, how about that? Well, why don't we say then it's racist, but you'd want to come in and steal from other people? I mean, anyone can just throw words around. But what we need to do is stand up to these elements. But in the beginning, when those managers first stood up to those thugs, guess what happens? Their parents came down there, mostly mamas, mama bears, came down there threatening to do this, that, and the other and wreak havoc. And so to appease the mammies, they say, well, okay, you just let them, as long as they don't hit nobody, as long as they don't hurt nobody, just let them do what they want to do. Oh, forget that, man. Forget that. That is not right. And you know, and if you love people so much, you want to raise the children in the right way. If you love them so much, you're going to want to not spare the rod when it is needed. And if you love your society, you are not going to want it to be run over by barbarians, by domestically produced barbarians. Unbelievable. So we're going to be talking about this and much more. You're listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience, and guess what? I'm Ron Edwards.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
Yep, I'm drinking green tea, as usual, during the show. And you're listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience. Thank you so much for joining in. You can, too, while there is time remaining at 985-218-0185. You know, ladies and gentlemen, leftist bigotry continues to just be exhibited throughout our republic. Twitter is continuing its campaign of censorship against President Donald Trump, this time banning a tribute video to George Floyd posted by the official Team Trump campaign account. Twitter claims it took down the tribute to Floyd in response to a report from a copyright holder. The video, which Twitter says it took down in response to a report from a copyright holder, condemns Floyd's death as a grave tragedy that should never have happened. It also condemns rioters. There you go. There you go. It condemns rioters and looters, saying they have nothing to do with justice or peace. There's the rub right there. And highlighting the damage done to small minority-owned businesses. It condemns Antifa. Ah. And other radical left-wing groups. There's the rub. Ha ha. They don't like that those little icons were complained about because they don't really give a darn about so-called minorities. Why do they call people minorities? We live in a republic where, just like under God, each individual is equally important. We're not the same, but we're equally important. And that's one of the things that the founding fathers enumerated when they put this country together. We need to get back to some of these founding principles. Before I go any further, I want to give a big shout out to my friends, the Zechariah 2-5 family members. Love you guys. You guys are the greatest. It's headed up by Denise Edwards, a wonderful woman who prays with literally hundreds, I mean hundreds of people every single weekday at 9 a.m. Eastern. And you can find out when and where and how things get done. Just simply go to their wonderful website, comeministry.org. The website will be up in operation by Monday, I believe, or tomorrow. It's comeministry.org. And you'll find all the details about upcoming events, too. One big, huge event coming up in our beautiful nation's capital later this year. So go to comeministry.org to find out more about the Zechariah 2-5 family members. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you know, May 12th, 1962, in his farewell speech to the Corps of Cadets at West Point, General Douglas MacArthur gave a moving tribute to the American soldier. The following paragraph is from that stirring speech. Duty, honor, country, the code which those words perpetrate embraces the highest moral laws and will stand the test of any ethics or philosophies ever promulgated. For the uplift of mankind, its requirements are for the things that are right, and its restraints are from the things that are wrong. The soldier, above all other men, is required to practice the general greatest act of religious training, sacrifice. In battle and in the face of danger and death, he discloses those divine attributes which his Maker gave when he created man in his own image. No physical courage, no brute instinct can take the place of the divine help which alone can sustain the soldier. However horrible the incidents of war may be, the soldier who is called upon to offer and to give his life for his country is the noblest development of mankind. General Douglas MacArthur. Well, that is a far cry from the likes of General Mattis, Mad Dog Mattis. Boy, was I fooled by that guy. I thought he was such a great general, or John Kelly, General Kelly. These guys who are proving to be nothing more than globalist turncoats against our president, who is doing his level best to preserve our republic from being swallowed up by the globalist pigs who snort around trying to eat away our liberties, our economy, our religious or Christian underpinnings. We the people as a whole. But we the people are the soldiers of today, who must stand tall, shoulder to shoulder, never giving in, never giving up, never giving way to those who want to take our liberties away. No, my fellow Americans, it is up to you and I, under providential guidance, to stand tall in these times. Tough times try men's souls, but that's okay. Tough times make us stronger, don't they? And if you're on the side of right, as my dad, dearly departed dad, used to tell me, if you're on the side of right and you stand tall in that, God will be with you and you shall win. It's happened so many times throughout history. Read the history of this country to your children and your children's children. So many young people in this country don't know nothing and got that mixed up when it comes to this great country. They're not the ones to blame. The ones to blame are the teachers, the parents, and even the ankle-grabbing preachers who are even afraid to teach the Ten Commandments at church. Lord have mercy. Not too cool, is it? But I have a never-ending faith, not only in our Creator, but in this great nation as well. And we the people, you out there, ladies and gentlemen, because America is great, because you're great. Never forget. Oh, I've got to share something else that's kind of crazy and stupid. LeBron James, baseball great, right? What a jerk. He, amongst other leftist athletes, attacked Drew Brees, who simply said, you know, he didn't just break out and make a statement. Someone asked Drew Brees about what he thought concerning the riots and everything like that. And he just said, and the kneeling, I'm sorry, of the NFL. Why they would bring that up now, I find it kind of funny. But anyway, he answered. He said basically what I would say. I don't think that that's the time to – we shouldn't be disrespecting the flag. And he just said – and he said even though there are injustices and things of that nature, I'm paraphrasing, but he said nothing wrong concerning the right of individuals to fight against injustice. And in fact, he's done so much work on behalf of black victims of crime, black people that have suffered economically in the New Orleans area, victims of Hurricane Katrina and all of that. He's been there for the people of New Orleans. And for them to turn on him because he thinks that we should not disrespect the flag, and this twerp, LeBron James, oh, you don't have a right to your own opinions unless your opinion is like ours. You know, I find it ironic, as we're coming into the closing minutes, that the descendants of slaves are the ones, along with their white masters in Antifa and in government, and if any of them went to school, their professors, their white masters, their leftist white masters, you know, these people, they're just going around disrespecting the right of anyone else to have an opinion that may not be like theirs. If it's a positive opinion regarding this great nation. But Mr. James and others like him had better watch out. Because if America turns out the way they want it to, they will not have those wonderful big salaries in the NBA because America would be no more. But we're going to overcome all of that stupidity, aren't we? Yes, we are. By God's grace. I shall be returning in the very near future. You can hear me again Sunday at 2 p.m. if we're not kind of blown away by the big storms that are threatening our republic. But I think we've got that in check. We declare that that storm will not bring big harm to Louisiana or anywhere else in this great nation this coming Sunday. And I shall return. I'm Ron Edwards, and I thank you so much for spending time with me this day. And now that I see that my time is just about up, I thank you so much for your time. God bless you. God bless America, and may America bless God. I'm Ron Edwards.